Welcome to Cyber Talk, where we talk about the life and how it is to be a cyber backer working from home. Cyber Talk is powered by CyberBacker, the leading provider of world-class admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website, www.cyberbackercareers.com, for more details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back with another episode, of course, of Cyber Talk. I'm also here with another great cyber backer of ours, Vince. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you very much for asking and for being a part of the show. Of course, we know you have a lot of things to do. Really appreciate this. Now, of course, what we're going to do today is we're going to be talking about your cyber backer journey. So to start it off, how long have you been with Cyber Backer, Vince?
Yeah, so I am actually in my second month of being with Cyber Backer, so I'm still a freshie.
Okay, yeah, freshie.
Mm-hmm, freshie, yeah.
I like that. So really new to Cyber Backer then. So can you tell us a bit about your background and what led you to join Cyber Backer, Vince?
So actually, I am a fresh graduate as well, so another freshie for me. I am a fresh graduate, and actually, I've been applying with Cyber Backer for 2 consecutive years before. That was when I was still a student, so I was actually applying for a part-time job. Mm-hmm. And what actually led me with applying with Cyber Backer is social media. So we have been in the pandemic for the past years already, and as a student, I was actually trying to look for a job, a work from home setup that would allow me to grow as an individual. And I've come across Cyber Backer from the social media platforms, most especially TikTok. So I saw a few videos that they're accepting part-time and they're accepting students. So I did try to apply for the first time, and sadly, I wasn't accepted by that time. So after a few months, I tried again. Yeah. And sadly again, I am still not accepted. And I told myself that maybe some other time. So I just let it slide for a few months. I mean, it was like a year. So I rested for a year. And after I graduated, so I kind of just tried to prepare myself. So I did condition myself that I could or could not be accepted again. So I did use the rejection that I had and kind of worked on what I think is lacking. And surprisingly, I got accepted.
So third time's a charm for you then. And really definitely love the resilience right there. When you really want something, you should never give up, right?
Definitely. As a Capricorn.
Wow, I love that. Yeah, good trivia right there. Capricorn, of course. So talk to me more about that. What you've been in Cyber Backer 2 months now. What's been the most surprising or interesting aspect of your role here with us so far?
The interesting aspect for me would be the interaction with international clients. I mean, as someone who is not really exposed to international relations, I am actually very interested. And I also graduated actually as a tourism student. So I kind of am interested with different cultures, which is why I find the interaction with the international clients the most interesting aspect in Cyber Backer, which is why I kind of had fun. Yeah.
And just to ask then, this is your first time job then ever, right? Ever.
First ever, as in first ever, yeah.
Gosh, just to be able to have experience when it comes to talking to people who aren't even in the same country, right? I think that's big, actually, right?
That's actually big.
Now, how do you see your unique skills? Of course, everyone has these unique skills and experiences that you could contribute to Cyber Backer. So how could you, what can you do to contribute to the goals of Cyber Backer, I mean?
So for the unique aspect of myself, since I have no experience at all, but I think one thing about me being flexible and adaptive, it would be a great help with me with being a cyber backer. And with the interaction with my client, it is actually a really great aspect. And it really helped a lot since everything is new to me. Everything is really, really fresh. As a freshie, everything is really, really fresh. So I had to work on it, not by myself, but of course with the help of other cyber backers and also my client. I was actually able to adapt with what is happening and what I have to adapt with my client. So it was actually pretty helpful. And also, it was showing with a task that I am actually doing. I was able to do a lot of tasks effectively, and I was actually able to help my client. So it was actually great.
Gosh, I remember my first job. I think it's really exciting, especially that first day, that first week. The excitement is really through the roof, right? Really through
the roof. Definitely.
Gosh. And now, imagine a lot of success already in just the 2 months that you've been with CyberBacker. Something too exciting to look forward to, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, talking about success, now can you share with us an achievement in your role here in CyberBacker that you're very proud of?
So something I'm actually very proud of is the trust that is given to me by my client. So we all know that working virtually is actually really hard, both for the client as well as the CyberBacker. And it was actually very fulfilling for me that my client trusts me with the role that is given to me and the task that they give me. And with that, it is actually very fulfilling as well. Even if it's hard, of course, there's no job that is easy. So being trusted by your client and the people around you is actually really helpful to do your job more effectively and more efficiently.
I think that trust is very important. I think that really, especially if it's your first job, them giving you that trust, I think that's huge as well. Because confidence too that, hey, I'm doing a good job, right?
It does, yeah. Most especially on the days where you feel like you're lacking something or you're not doing something right. Their assurance that they trust you and that they're here to help you, that really boosts a great self-confidence.
Absolutely agree with you there, 100%. Now, talking about that again for growth and everything, how do you see yourself growing and developing in this role that you have now in the near future?
That's actually a pretty interesting question. And I would say me lasting for many years with my client as well as with CyberBacker, I would say that is the most achieving part that I could think of. And this actually really helps me in boosting my self-esteem. So not at all times we actually trust ourselves. So I would say that me being trusted by my client and lasting for many years, as well as being with CyberBacker for many years, it would be a great help for me.
Absolutely great. Huge boost right there, of course.
Yes.
Now, how about culture, right? Here in CyberBacker, what's been like the most exciting part of it? The culture of CyberBacker, the environment of CyberBacker.
Yeah. So one thing that really drew me in CyberBacker is the fun. So we're all looking for something that would really help us not just be in work, you know. We all need that a few minutes, even if it's just a few minutes, we all need that few minutes time off from work. And what I find the most interesting with the CyberBacker culture is the fun that it comes with. And I am talking about the CB announcement. Yeah, it's the Fry games that really that really helps me a lot, you know, like with the questions and all of that, the interactions with everyone. I was actually, I've been trying to answer the Fry Games for a few times now. And I think it's like an internet thing. It's like an internet connection competition. Like who has the fastest internet?
One.
Yeah. Who has the fastest one that submits their answers, which is why it's really a nerve-wracking on my end. So I had to type in fast for the answer. I have to submit fast. And it was actually a pretty great time off from work, even if it's just a few minutes. It really helps me refresh everything that happened for a whole week. And also, I would say, I just want to be honest, the service fee. I would say it's really, really, really helpful on my end. So it's actually helpful to everyone, I would say. It is competitive enough for everyone to achieve their financial goal and financial stability that everyone is wanting to achieve. So yeah, I think that's the most interesting part in the cyberbacker culture.
And imagine you've only experienced it for like two months as of now. What else you can see in cyberbacker for a year's time, right?
Yes, that's definitely.
That's the exciting part. Now, how about challenges? Have you encountered any challenges? And how did you overcome those challenges in your early days with cyberbacker?
Yes. So for the challenges, there isn't much of a big challenge that I've experienced yet since I'm new to this. But I would say the time zone. So it's actually very different. So, I mean, I'm used to working at nighttime before when I was still a student, but it's actually very different.
Oh yeah.
It's different in a way that even if you work before as a student, even if you work at night, the drive is different. Mm-hmm. Like you just want to, I want to finish this, I have to finish this. And then when you get to school, you're having fun because you're mm-hmm. with your friends. And it kind of just, you kind of just forget that you haven't slept all night. But with working, it's actually very different because you have to stay focused at all times.
Motivation is different.
You have to, yes, it's actually different. You have to stay motivated just so you could finish your work properly, your tasks properly. And this really is a challenge when I was starting, since it's different. The time zone is very mm-hmm. different. So I had to work on that with the sleeping schedule, most especially.
Oh, yeah.
I have to manage all of the time that I have. Should I sleep at this time? Or I'm trying time, to actually find the sleeping schedule,
rhythm,
the appropriate sleeping schedule. Yeah, definitely. And it's actually really hard trying to find the sleeping rhythm that you have to, because you want to do a lot of things after work. You want to have fun. You want to go out. I was actually kind of torn with going out and sleeping when I was starting. Yeah. So it was actually really a challenge to me finding that sleeping rhythm. But so far now, with the 2 months that I've been working, I mostly do different things after work. So I kind of sleep after lunch. So I have the rest of the afternoon until the evening to sleep.
Rest, yeah.
And on my duty, it's easier since I had the full sleep. And it wasn't disrupted with anything. So I finished all of the things that I have to do after my duty. So it was actually really great.
At least now you have your own rhythm that you're following.
Yes.
I think that depends on what kind of a person you are.
I've
spoken to a few people that would have it right after the shift. They would go to sleep, wake up at lunch, do whatever errands they have to do, or go out or whatever, go home at around 5 or 6, then sleep again up until then. I think that depends on what kind of person you are.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And whatever suits you, right?
Yes, definitely.
Right? Yeah. So anyone who's listening, of course, you want to be a part of cyber, but that's a good piece of advice. Try and prep yourself for the shift, of course, especially from sleeping at night or sleeping in the morning, things like that, have to be ready for it.
Yes.
Now, of course, again, as we've talked about in your early days here with CyberBacker, already a lot of success. Could you share with us any mentors or colleagues who have been instrumental in helping you adapt to your new role here? Any shout outs you'd like to give out to?
Yes, actually, there are a few people that I kind of want to give shout out with. First off is my head backer, Ivy. A big shout out to you. She is really a huge help. Most especially with the training part. She really helped me a lot. She prepped me a lot. She allowed me to try to learn everything on my own. And then we have this session with each other wherein we discuss it. So it really helped me greatly because when I started with my client, I actually have the right knowledge that I need to the task that is given to me. And also my career backer, Nika, she really helped a lot with checking on with me. She keeps on asking me how I'm doing, how I'm feeling. I actually keep my trio updated, most especially with my health. Whenever I'm feeling sick, I update them and then I let them know what I have to do for the day just so they're aware that I'm not slacking or anything.
Slacking off, yeah.
But yeah. I was actually doing a lot of that. And also a big thanks to my fun backer, Erin. So she really helps me a lot with the fun. So we actually have this conversation that it's just really casual conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Just getting to know and then just asking a few questions about each other. So it kind of helped me with getting off that the stress and I was just setting off steam from her and I was actually really thankful with that. She also asked me how I'm doing for the day, my mood, and there's this charts that she sends me, photos, just tips and all of that. So it's really helpful on my end because I really need that someone in a workplace that I could really, you know, just have a casual conversation with. So Erin is really that kind of person. She's more of like a friend.
True.
So absolutely. She's really, really helpful with me.
Totally agree. Now, again, we look forward to your continued success here in CyberBacker. Of course, we appreciate your time being here on the show. We're excited to see and maybe probably after a few more months, maybe after a year, we could get you back here on the show. Check up on you, what's been happening, of course, in your CyberBacker journey. Now, to everyone who's listening, if you'd like to learn more about how to become a CyberBacker, of course, please visit our website at www.cyberbackercareers.com. Again, Vince, thank you very much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much as well for having me in the show.
Thank you to all the listeners of Cyber Talk. If you enjoyed our podcast, don't forget to watch out for our upcoming episodes. We're going to dish them out weekly. Do visit our official website,
www.cyberbackercareers.com.
Don't forget to like CyberBacker on Facebook and Instagram. Once again, this is your host, the one, the only. My name is Jello. Always remember, make life bigger with CyberBacker. Till next time.